Succession Planning, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. As a parent, I am very much aware of the dilemma one faces when assigning one's assets to children. But it is like anything else. You cannot hide your head in the sand. The inevitable happens, and then bitter wars between your kids, probate court, and so on may occur. Nowhere is this more important than in agriculture, where huge parcels of land must ultimately be split between successors. Polly Dobbs is an attorney who spoke about succession planning at an ag convention. She wants all people involved in the agriculture industry to be aware of succession planning.
Specifically, farmers and ranchers need to address succession planning because the assets are so tricky and difficult. If it was just several millions of dollars worth of marketable securities in a brokerage account, you just split it among the kids and that's the end of it. But in order to keep an active ranch surviving in the next generation or two, special planning is required. Just finding a way to strike the right balance so that it feels fair, and then communicating that. And that's the hardest thing. No parent wants to hurt their children's feelings, but by talking about it openly and frequently, then there are no surprises after death or when there's a transition during retirement and everybody's expecting it. And that really ensures the best chance that that family's still going to have Thanksgiving dinner together because they don't hate each other after going through a bitter battle. If it's all just been thrown out on the table and openly discussed, things go a whole lot easier when there's a transition after a death.
Tough at first, but better for everybody in the long run. Ag Information Network of the West.